at the Bloomington Playwrights Project is a nicely presented, tidy little musical with some nicely turned performances. Catherine, Ashley Dillard, is an alternately forceful and tentative daughter in her mid-30s. She's fled back to small-town Texas from California. Catherine's been away for 9 years. She's given up writing to become an English teacher. A man who's everything that she wants has proposed marriage, and Catherine's come home at least in part to deal with her past and to find out why she can't say yes. The center of home is Miriam, her crusty, alcoholic mother played magnificently by Francesco Sobrer. The beat-up old house is full of memories, and Catherine sees them acted out. There's Katie, Catherine's teenage self, the agile Joelle Jackson, and Kat, her college-age self, the very funny Mary Beth Black. When Catherine thinks through her past, the appropriate figures appear, the painful scenes repeat. Mother Miriam frequently professed love for what she calls her baby girls, but she used her own insecurity as a tool to crush the teenaged Katie's bold try for a summer writing adventure. And she was out cold drunk for Kate's college graduation. Still, she's far from supportive of Catherine's current success or willingness to help her. As the story, fluently supported by the music, develops, Catherine explores her teen years in scenes with Joelle Jackson and the college time with Mary Beth Black. In Jackson's scenes, the teen is feisty and driven to write, but always being undermined by Miriam. I mentioned Black playing Kat as a comedian. She has a very funny duet with an electric toothbrush and a bit of a comic rhapsody on marijuana. Miriam confesses to Catherine that she has terminal cancer, but she's pretty tough about it and quite resistant to being helped. Throughout, Catherine skillfully mirrors the audience's growing understanding and even care for a character who's done some awful things, but in the hands of Francesca Sobrer still evokes some care and some respect. As the story develops, there were more than a few sniffles in the audience, and I thought of cancer in the film Terms of Endearment and chemical dependence and intervention in Osage, Orange County. The climactic scene with Catherine, Katie, and Kate, all singing the song of home and heart, is a winner, and applause for the show was loud and long. Home from the Book by Christy Hall, with music and lyrics by Scott Allen, is directed by Chad Rabinowitz and David Sheehan. Music direction by Ray Tui. The pianist is Brandon Porter. The very effective and attractive multi-level set is by Shane Sinol. Home at the Bloomington Playwrights Project plays through December 17th. Tickets are in short supply. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.